This episode of the God and Mental Health podcast is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. I am so excited to tell y'all about this brand because it has been so helpful to me. So I am not in my 20s anymore. And as I'm getting older, I'm really kind of understanding a little bit more about my hormones after having two kids. I'm really understanding like my mood shifts, my fatigue, sometimes my stress throughout the month, especially during those cycles of time before my period. So I recently started researching cycle seeking, and it was so helpful for me because I really kind of began to understand these different changes when I am feeling overwhelmed, when I am feeling tired, when I am feeling like my mood is different. I'm also just experiencing some of those kind of early PMS symptoms of like bloating and gassy and poor sleep and kind of racing thoughts and low mood. And so I started doing some research into cycle syncing and kind of came to understand that our different periods before our cycle change because of our hormones. And so I was thinking about a way to combat this, and Happy Mammoth is a brand that I think is going to be super helpful to some of my audience that might be experiencing some of these things. And so I think a lot of times we kind of associate our different moods with something's wrong with us, or that there is actually something that we're struggling with mental health wise, but not really understanding that as a woman, we naturally have up and down moods because of our hormones. And so for me, if you are someone that's maybe in your mid-20s and you're kind of seeing like during different periods of the month, you're more sad or you're more overwhelmed, this might be a good opportunity for you to maybe supplement and try to combat that with some of the amazing products at Happy Mammoth. So I want to talk to you all about particularly one specific product called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormone changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And it means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. If you're someone that definitely struggles with maybe bloating or maybe sleep or even racing thoughts or low moods, Hormone Harmony would be perfect for you. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order with Happy Mammoth. Just use the code THERAPY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, HappyMammoth.com. And use the code THERAPY for 15% off today. Now, let's get back to the show.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Hey, girl. You're probably sitting up there wondering why I'm posting an episode in the middle of the week. But sis, I have to tell you. I have been, over the last couple of weeks, sending out an email to my email list. So every Friday, they basically get a weekly reflection. And I talk about all the things that I have probably learned that week that was very encouraging, or something I heard, or just something I'm working on, or something the Lord slayed my edges about, maybe, okay, and basically share a weekly reflection with them. And everybody that responds back to me, I always send back an email. That's my dedicated thing to myself and to you all of how I can serve you best, is to not only send you the email, but if you respond to me, I always send you an email back. So one of the girls sent an email to me last week. Shout out to my sis Shanice. Thank you, sis. Because in the email I sent out last week, I was talking about non-negotiables and how one of my non-negotiables is weekly planning and bi-daily planning. And she was like, girl, I want to know what bi-daily planning is. So I was like, oh, Great question. I'll do a bonus episode because I'm pretty sure other people were like, what is that? So I'm basically going to kind of name for you really quickly what bi-daily planning is, how I use it to plan, and also how I plan large projects and incorporate them into bi-daily planning. So basically what bi-daily planning is an opportunity for me to constantly revisit my to-do list every other day. Now, that doesn't mean I don't visit or revisit my to-do list every day. My process is, you know, changed over the years with having a son. Like, I wasn't as productive because I had him. But now that he's in daycare and I have a little more time, I've learned my process and method of planning. And so I know a lot of people can be digital planners, and a lot of people can still use paper and pen. Do whatever works for you. But the system in which I use to plan is every Sunday, like clockwork. It only usually takes me about 30 minutes. I basically brain dump my entire mind on a piece of paper of all the things I want to do. Now, this is more so task oriented. This isn't like work out 3 times a week. Like, I'm just not there right now. Y'all know I just announced I'm pregnant. Maybe I'm just trying to manage. Okay. But those could be things like grocery shopping or planning our weekly meals. It could be things that I need to get done with my business, which is mostly what my to-do list is for, or little things that might be personal. So like more recently, I am looking to upgrade Elijah's toys, my son's toys. So I have to like research finding his toys. I also am going on a trip in November with my husband. And so I need to research outfits. Like, I have to actually buy outfits online, and I am like not that girl. Okay. So like those are things that are like ongoing I need to do. So I house all of those big things in my brain, either in the notes section on my phone or an app I call Asana. I don't want to get too deep into that because, y'all, I don't want y'all to get overwhelmed because it can get very meticulous. But I do just want to tell you the simplicity of bi-daily planning because it's been a game changer for me. So after I basically write everything down on Sunday, that master list is normally very long, but I also include something that I coined the term little list. Now, my little list is basically something I put on a post-it note of things I need to do in the week. So that will be, I'll go onto my Google Calendar and I'll look and I'll see, okay, what do I need? Who do I need to call? Who do I need to email? Things that are like small that you just like, that get lost, pay a bill, girl, go through your bills, like things that are just like very small. I call it a little list. And there are things that like usually take me 3 to 5 minutes to do. So I recently had to reschedule a doctor's appointment. That's a little list type thing. I went on to the student.gov account to create my account. That's a little list thing. Now it took longer, but I had it on a list of things I needed to get done, a small list. Okay. So that large list and the little list are basically what I work from for the entire week. Now, I revisit this list daily, but I add more or take away bi-daily. So usually on Sundays, I plan the week out and I just kind of say, okay, this is what I want to get done this week. That includes large projects. That includes things that, again, little list stuff, but things I do on a routine basis, like recording the podcast, sending an email out, things like that. From that list, I plan out Monday. Normally what I do when I plan on a certain day, I usually don't give myself more than 3 major tasks to get done because I know myself. I am the procrastinator of all procrastinators. I will literally look at something that requires a lot of brain power or a lot of me creating that's like pushing me to the next level and be like, oh girl, I don't want to do that. So I only give myself 3 things, really top 3 things to get done for the day. And usually those take me either a certain amount of time or I break it up over the week. So perfect example of this, Monday I worked on the Time with God journal, which is almost done. I only work on that journal 30 minutes at a time, so I can break it up in my week. So I work on it Monday, maybe on Tuesday, a little bit on Thursday. But I've broken that project basically up throughout the week, and that's on my master list, but I revisit that maybe on every other day. So when I plan out my Mondays, I normally give myself 3 tasks and maybe a couple things from my little list I'll add on there. If I don't finish those things, they go into the next day, which is where bi-daily planning comes, because then on Tuesday, I will replan the list. So I'll rewrite the master list out of things I didn't get done either Sunday or Monday, rewrite the little list out, and then do the same process over and over. Plan out Tuesday and Wednesday, and then basically Thursday, revisit the list and go from there. And everything starts over on Sunday. So that's how I plan. Now, when it comes to large projects and different people who might have different things, so like if so for I'm a business owner, so I'm a full-time entrepreneur. So I know that my career is very non-traditional. So for people that work in the corporate space, you may have a lot more personal things that you can't get done, or business things that you have as a side hustle that you can't really touch because you work a 9-to-5. Is there any time in your day where you can like maybe do a couple of little things at work? And now I'm not saying like dedicate your whole job, unless you have that chance, you know, dedicate your whole job to doing things on your list, but finding the space to do so, putting it on a list, writing it down, and actually doing it. I am a huge fan of breaking things up into pieces. So sometimes I only may dedicate 30 minutes to something if it's like excruciating for me to feel like I have to work on it for 5 hours. Because most of the time, usually those things don't take that long. But if you're someone that also works in the corporate space, you may work after work. So those are opportunities where bi-daily, you can actually plan where you can have some space in between those times or those days of the week where you may not do any work for your side hustle or personal things. If you're someone that works in school, maybe planning things for you could be planning out your study time. So I had a client once where we would break up her study schedule and we basically said focus on this subject on these days, or maybe focus on this subject for an hour here and then switch to another subject for an hour here. And that's how we were able to break up those large things and incorporate them into basically bi-daily planning, because oftentimes the larger things are the most intimidating for us to complete. But if you break them up and kind of incorporate them into your bi-daily planning, you can probably find that you can push the needle forward on a lot of stuff. And if you have help, delegate it. Delegate that help. I recently, you know, on Fridays is our grocery day. I usually do a Kroger pickup for Saturday morning. So on Fridays, I normally am figuring out what we are going to eat. And then for the next week, and then I go pick up our groceries Saturday morning. And, you know, usually by the end of the week, that's when the time when hubby's like, I want to eat food, and him and baby are home. So I hope this is helpful. Again, that's what bi-daily planning is. That is how I plan. And that's how I also plan large projects and incorporate them into my bi-daily planning by breaking things up. So this was helpful. Let me know, girl. Send me an email. I'm going to be releasing my course for Show Up Sis, which was my coaching program. I actually took everything that I taught and recorded it into a course. So y'all will hear about that soon. But I feel like I just didn't want to throw a bunch of stuff at you. But I wanted to at least record this quick bonus episode for someone that might need help with planning your week out. But bi-daily planning has become my favorite thing. So if this was helpful to you, make sure you subscribe to the email list so you can kind of get these updates constantly. And also be on the lookout for these bonus episodes, because I'll be doing them once a week, probably going forward. So I love y'all. And if you have any questions, just send me an email and I'll talk to you soon.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal, simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal, only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.